Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Right, so this one is wild. Anthropic's CEO walked into the White House on Friday, into the West Wing, for a meeting with the Chief of Staff and the Treasury Secretary. And here's the thing, just weeks ago, the Trump administration had labeled Anthropic a supply chain risk and said they would not do business with them again. So what changed? Mythos. That's Anthropic's new AI model for cybersecurity. And it's not doing what you think. This isn't a chatbot that helps developers write secure code. Mythos autonomously hunts for vulnerabilities in software. 0 days, the kind that nobody knows about yet. During internal testing, it found thousands of them, in every major operating system, every major browser, including a 27-year-old bug in OpenBSD, and a 16-year-old flaw in FFmpeg that had passed automated testing 5 million times. Think about that for a second. 5 million automated tests, 16 years, and a machine found it in hours. Now, Anthropic didn't release this model publicly. They restricted access through something called Project Glasswing, a coalition backed by up to $100 million in credits. AWS is in. Apple, Google, Microsoft, and US intelligence agencies are already testing it. The White House meeting on Friday was partly about how other government departments get access. Because here's the thing, the Pentagon still won't touch Anthropic. There's ongoing litigation, they're barred from DoD contracts. But civilian agencies like Treasury and Energy aren't willing to be collateral damage in that fight. One source put it plainly. It would be grossly irresponsible for the US government to deprive itself of the technological leaps that this model presents. It would be a gift to China. So Anthropic walked into the West Wing, and Mythos is the reason Washington let them in. Worth thinking about what that means for the companies that didn't build something Washington needs. Right, completely different corner of the tech world now. But this one's important. Conventional PET scanners, the ones hospitals use to image tumors, they're monochromatic. They can only image one radiotracer per session, one biological process at a time. That forces radiotherapy to rely on a one-size-fits-all dose model, even though tumors are wildly heterogeneous. Some regions are hypoxic, lacking oxygen. Those areas can increase radiation resistance threefold, but you can't see them with standard imaging. A new approach called multiplexed PET, MPET, changes that. It uses radio tracers that emit both positrons and gamma photons, which means you can image multiple biological processes simultaneously, in a single scan. You can map tumor heterogeneity, see which regions are radioresistant, and guide dose escalation to exactly those areas. The researchers modeled what this means for treatment outcomes. Current one-size-fits-all radiotherapy has a tumor control probability of about 60%. With MPET-guided dose painting, that could go above 90%. That's not incremental. That's a different game entirely. The thing that struck me is how simple the core idea is. You're not inventing new physics, you're just using tracers that emit two signals instead of one. But the clinical impact is enormous. It's still early, but for anyone working in oncology or building imaging infrastructure, this is worth watching closely. Okay, so this next one is for anyone who's ever built a feature selector or a product configurator or anything that needs to match user requirements to a database of technical specs. A developer just published how they indexed 18,000 polynomial fan curves in Postgres and matched a duty point in 4 milliseconds on a single read. Here's what makes it interesting. Most people would store manufacturer curves as sampled lookup tables, thousands of data points per fan, then do nearest neighbor search or interpolation. It works, but it's slow. And storage balloons. This approach stores the curves as polynomial coefficients, third-order polynomials, 4 numbers per curve, then evaluates them on the fly using Horner's method, which is ridiculously fast. 4 milliseconds, 18,000 fans, 1 query. The developer also published 3 critical gotchas they hit along the way. How to handle fans that match multiple duty points, how to deal with polynomial extrapolation outside the valid range, and how to index coefficient arrays efficiently in Postgres. Full code is open source, detailed breakdown, real production HVAC fan selector. If you've ever built something similar and ended up with a slow, bloated database, this is worth reading, because the performance difference isn't incremental, it's architectural. Sometimes the right data structure changes everything. Right, let me give you one more before we wrap. Researchers just published a systematic spectral analysis of how transformers reason. 11 large language models, 7 core phenomena, and a single metric that predicts correctness before the model finishes generating its answer. Here's what they found. When transformers do reasoning, like solving maths problems or multi-step logic, they exhibit something called reasoning spectral compression. The internal representations compress into a low-dimensional subspace. Factual recall doesn't do this. It's diffuse, high-dimensional, They also found instruction tuning reversal. When you fine-tune a base model to follow instructions, the spectral geometry flips, the reasoning pathways change shape, but the bit that really matters is this. They derived a single metric, spectral alpha, that predicts whether the model will get the answer right before it finishes generating the answer. Perfect accuracy, AUC 1.0. That means you could flag bad reasoning in real time, before the user sees it, before it goes into production, before it makes a decision. The implications for safety are obvious, but it also opens up a new way to steer reasoning. If you can see the spectral geometry of a thought in progress, you can intervene. I'm still processing this one myself, honestly, because if this holds across models and across tasks, it's not just an insight, it's a diagnostic tool worth keeping an eye on. So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. We're not AI as a nice to have anymore. It's a negotiating chip, a strategic asset, a national security concern. Anthropic walked into the West Wing because they built something Washington couldn't afford to ignore. That's the new reality. And at the same time, the tools for understanding these systems are getting sharper. We're not just building models, we're starting to see inside them spectral geometry, real-time correctness prediction. That's not just research, that's infrastructure, something to think about on the commute home. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.